truth.
On the miles with that yak hard yesterday, Skip. I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
Yeah, that shit fire. I want that.
He look like he can't clean up.
How much would you sell it for? I looked it up on eBay. The highest it was going for was like $15. Nothing good.
I bought it for $20.
If you want it, yeah, it's all yours.
Part ways. When you ready to part ways.
Yeah, that's when I leave.
No, I ain't got $20 now, man. Give it to me.
It's a $2 hat, man. You can have it for free.
Nah, chill out, bro. Chill out. I pay my weight.
I like the rope hats. I'm sorry.
Nah,
I like
that shit hard.
God damn.
I did this. I say you gonna cut a hole in it, Landon?
At the top? Nah, not that one. I'm looking for one to cut a hole in, but that ain't the one. I can't cut no hole in there. That shit fire.
Right. I feel like you can do any hat.
Yeah, but I don't want to cut a hole in that hat because it's so nice.
It's a style.
I wanted to be something that's dope, but like I didn't pay a lot of money for. Like I was looking for trucker hats that was like maybe $2-3. I just snip a hole in it, rock them. But I mean, I don't need to now because I think the last time I bought a hat, since the middle lock fell, I just throw the hat on. But I'm like, damn. I am looking for one to cut a hole in, but I just wanted to be. I don't want to pay over $10. Don't want to pay $10. I want to pay $5.
Damn.
And then I want to. Then I'll cut my hole in it.
Go to Primark. You popped out with an Apple Watch.
Definitely not getting
one. Oh, you just got you one.
This nigga got money.
Yeah, that shit look fresh, nigga.
You hear me? Go to Primark.
People fuck with me, man.
Cheap shit.
I feel you. Yeah. I got to get a new Apple. Well, I'm going to get a second Apple Watch.
And this shit don't have no battery life.
Oh, it's an older one?
Yeah. But I looked it up. It's like $99 for a new battery. So, yeah, man.
Nah, but, take it right there to the kiosk place on Concord.
I was thinking about it, but just to preserve the life of it, I don't mind paying $99 to Apple for them to just put another battery in it.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't pay nothing for it. I mean, I paid something for it, but I ain't pay a lot for it. Like, I ain't buy a brand new watch. So why not just invest in the battery and then I get the life of the watch until honestly they don't update it no more.
They waterproof?
Yeah, this one is. I think 44 millimeters.
That's dope.
I don't know what the fuck that is, though.
That's 3 feet.
I meant to say this before the podcast. We're going to get right into it. I don't care about your weeks. I don't care about Elite Socks. I don't care about your week. I don't care about any of that.
I ain't saying nothing.
I'll care about it when we get middle of the pod. But beginning of the pod, straight to the first subject, which is going to be Love is Blind, just by the way. I meant to say that.
Oh, damn.
All right. Till then, DJ Jumpman Jones in the building. All right, I was working on this mix before the pod. Let's see how this comes out. Let's
see what you got.
All right, let's get it.
You know, I'm going to give it to you straight. Pause.
All right, well, old school with it now. Yeah, pause that shit. Happy Monday.
I got issues, man. Yeah.
What up?
Oh, my God. I'm the best when it comes to making love all night. Throw your butterscotch body, but
on the red light, blaze it up, girl.
I'ma lace it real tight.
Now you get a 2.5.
Darkness is gone. Love remains strong like the bond between mother and child. You're so warm to the touch. Passionate interludes and such when you're gone. Your body's what I yearn to clutch. Just imagine ecstasy floating in a cloud. Animal attraction burning through the crowd. Heaven on earth, paradise for a price. It's cool though. I pay it for the rest of my life. You know why? You can take it, girl, stop running on. You can take it, girl, stop running on. You can take it, girl, stop running on. You can take it, girl, stop running on.
Yeah, what you know about going out? Head west, bed legs, TVs, all up in the headrest. Tryna live it up, ride you a bigger truck. Peace all glittered up, stick a kid, nigga, what? Jig with a cut, ship crisp, spit it up. Hoes ride, get your nut, tuck, can't get it up. I'm a big man, get this man room. I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you stand on the wall, hand on your balls, lighting up drugs, always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code. They figure out what and why when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold, baguettes in my rolls. Rec shows, collect those extra O's. By the E, get the key to the Lex to hold. East, West, every state, come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the hurry to make. Whether from the ex-friend, intellect, or bins. Let's begin, bring this BS to an end.
Come on.
That's what we do.
Come on. I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could.
You know what I meant to do? I meant to start the show with the band. That's what I gotta start writing this shit down when it comes to me. Because they was talking about that Dylan shit this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then Charlamagne brought up Why the Devil Keep on Fucking with Me. And I was like, yo, that song do go hard. Anyway, man, happy Monday, everybody. It's your boy Jumpman Jones. You're now live inside episode 294 of the Kickin' Shit Podcast.
It's good.
Joining me today are a few good people you would love to get to know. Behind the camera, we got D Chocolate Delight, the woman king. She is D Hormie. How's it going back there?
Everything's good.
Side by side.
To my right, man, is the funniest, the talent is my boy Jails, aka Jelly. Put him on the bread till he's fed. Young Picasso, your GD Super is my man, James, comedian, Jellyfish, man. Give it up. To my left, is my boy, is my partner, is my dog, is Mr. Jukebox Johnny, a.k.a. Crown Daddy, a.k.a. Crown Poppy, or the El Hemito Poppy, the Avion Don, the Terramonte God, the Milagro Ho, Mrs. Still Your Girl, give her right back, because she got hematos, Mr. I Got Tree Jobs, man, it's Mr.
Dad, are you on the radio?
Man, it's Mr. Jukebox Johnny, man, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, man, how's everyone doing?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Live on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio. Google Play is no longer anymore. I don't know how Google people get podcasts, but it's still somewhere
YouTube,
in the Googleverse.
Right?
I think YouTube, yeah, the YouTube app. And, of course, we are on YouTube. We're right there on YouTube. If you're watching this right now on YouTube, like, subscribe, and comment. Other than that, the fakest question I'm going to ask is how you guys doing, man? Y'all good?
Straight.
Actually depressed, but we ain't gonna talk about it. Y'all care about what's going on.
What you depressed for, man?
I can't talk about it.
Well, Johnny, I hope you feel better,
man. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll middle of the show, you can tell us why you're depressed.
Get over it.
Well, I'm glad to see everybody else is good. Starting this show off today, man, I want to get right to it. Love is Blind. Finally, we got to what I want to call this, the top of the mountain, the climax, the precipice, the whatever.
There you go.
We got here to the final episode. We got to the wedding episode, and there's only two weddings to watch. I'm so invested in AD and Clay. I do not know the name of the other couple that did actually get married, so let's go ahead and get that out the way.
Shout out to Johnny and Amy.
Got married.
Love is blind.
One thing about that couple.
Go ahead.
Amy said she never gave Johnny no booty during the process.
But AD said she fucking that man.
Yeah, she did say that. I was like, wow, can you say fucking on Netflix?
She fucking that man.
She definitely, maybe she didn't, man. Because bro probably didn't want to, because bro was really serious about not having no kids.
Yeah, man. So, damn.
I looked at the vasectomy. I looked at the male birth control. I'm like, bro, I don't want no baby.
I wasn't understanding. Did he not want kids right away or never?
I think he don't want them unexpectedly.
Yeah, he wants to be financially prepared for it. And I think for her, she has a rare blood condition. So she doesn't want to have kids unplanned either. But
facts.
I think she was more realistic and it may happen once we're married.
And she didn't want to do any birth control because she liked being natural and letting her hormones and stuff
like that.
Well,
I think the
naturally.
Birth control messed with her also. So she couldn't even do that.
She don't save her pussy. Right.
Even a conversation about them is boring.
Let's get to the worst couple ever in Love is Blind history. I hated them.
Why? Because they were great. They had no drama.
Yes, exactly. Why do we watch this show to see people get married?
Yeah, we don't watch this. We watch reality TV for the mess, not for the happy end.
Somebody said they should have been on Married at First Sight instead.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to see people get married?
I don't. But they would have been a good Married at First Sight.
No, I'm saying on that show, you like it's.
I still love the drama, but on those, you do kind of hope for a happy ending. Cause I think they do 8 weeks on Married at First Sight.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer.
Yeah,
8 weeks. I do know if I want to marry you or not.
Yeah,
I can kind of commit after 8 weeks.
Only thing is, you already married. Married at First Sight. Oh, okay. Your first time you meet her is when y'all about to get married.
Yeah.
Oh hell no. Nah.
It's married like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh hell no. Nah. All right. Which all right, Johnny.
Crazy. Love is Blind. Let me start with
speak for your man, so.
Speak
for your man. At this point, we all seen the reunion. Y'all, if y'all haven't seen it yet, y'all late because it's been all over.
Yeah,
the
reunion
so y'all
will be
know
this
happened.
Week coming up.
Me and D were right. Clay said no. So explain
well,
to me.
You know, I ain't gonna lie. This is like when the Panthers lost the Super Bowl both times. This is how it feels to me. This is how it feels to me. The disappointment is hard to overcome. There's nights when I wake up and I'm sweating because I'm thinking about how Clay disappointed every man in America.
Did he?
He disappointed me because I was rooting for him. But you know what? To be honest, yeah, we make jokes, but I think he really did the right thing. But he should have did it beforehand, before they got up to the altar. But I think, you know, the producers be producing. And he might have, they probably made him get his ass up there and do it.
Oh, I skipped the whole thing. My fault.
Yep.
I meant to shout out Jimmy.
My nigga Jimmy.
I meant to, before, hold on, we gonna get back to Clay 80. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, y'all. Shout out Jimmy. Jimmy, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You did us all a favor.
Thank you, Jimmy,
for finally getting rid of Crimson Chin. The episode really started with that. He asked Crimson Chin, like, yo, you think you're gonna say yes at the altar? She said, yeah, I'm feeling confident about it. He goes, I'm not. And although I think Chelsea was right when she said, yo, I think this guy was looking for an out and he found it, I do think Jimmy was always looking for an out, and that was a very great out.
That I was just also for valid reason.
Yeah, it was so valid. Like, that wasn't right. I told you that off camera, and you put that out there to the world. It's not about me. It's about my friend. And now, I don't know that girl's situation, but if she's dating some dude, and the dude didn't know her and Jimmy had fucked in the past, well, he knows now.
Right.
And so now, it could have fucked up. Whatever shit she got going on, you fucked it up. So it's like,
yeah,
that was enough for me. Like, you trust broken, like, yeah, it made sense.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want Meg the Coyote. Get the fuck
but
out
I,
of here.
But I do, Meg the Coyote. A part of me wish he would have held on to that until they got to
you
the
wanna,
wedding.
You want to see her
get
I wanted to see her
yeah.
have a whole
meltdown. Could you imagine?
Meltdown.
That would have been the best scene in TV
They
would have
had to get security.
Yeah. She would have lost it.
Oh, man. You never love
all
me.
That whining she do.
Yes,
make the art bark and yes, shit.
Man. Make the all art right. bark, man.
Fuck out of here.
I meant to get that out the way first. Yeah. Now back to AD and Clay.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, if just to run down, they did go to the altar, and there were conversations between AD and her mom and her bridal party, and then you know, Clay met with his dad. That's the first time we saw his dad.
Pause button. When 80's mom came in with the positive reinforcement, I said to myself, her mother is just as delusional as she is. What type of mom sets you up for that type of failure? Your mom heard the same thing you heard the same thing America heard. Like, it was sad to watch because America knew Clay was saying no. And it was like, AD, you do not, like, you cannot be shocked when this man says no. If all of America watching this live, and we on Instagram and Twitter, like, that boy don't want no relationship. Boy, he about to say no. He about to crush that girl heart. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we're talking about it daily. How y'all don't know this?
You like, know, we're seeing a produced show.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's after the fact, like, when we see it. Like, it's probably going to happen three months
in advance.
Moment.
Yeah. And, you know, I think. I mean, to be honest, I still think Clay is like wants to do well by a woman.
And I'm not, what I'm saying is, I don't think no man finds love and has ill intent. Like, no man, I never been chilling with dudes and say, yeah, I met my girl and like, I love her. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to cheat on her too. Like, you don't go into a relationship thinking that that's going to happen. You just go into the relationship. So I don't think Clay has ill intent. I think he does want to fully love a woman. I think there is a roadblock there for him. But you got on a show that you were supposed to be ready to be married for. And right. that is the biggest issue. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not that he was never a good guy. You know what I'm saying? That's up to the public to figure out. You know what I'm saying? It was just that you wasn't ready. Y'all are not, they are not on the same page. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he showed that multiple times that he wasn't trying to get married. I didn't think he was going to cheat on her either. I thought he just was fearful because of his parents and how their stuff ended. Like, he knew his dad loved his mom, but what caused his dad to still be out there doing cheating and doing cheating? So I think he just was battling with that.
I think that to what you're saying, that can be. I can't speak for Clay, so this is just not. We're using Clay as the pinpoint for the conversation, but this ain't about, you know, I'm not him specifically. That can be something like, I might cheat because my dad did. But also, you know you. So your fear of cheating is not 100% on your trauma. That plays a part, but what's your environment? Why do you think that? Like, if I'm in the army and I don't see nothing but dudes all the time, why would I think I would cheat on my wife while I'm at work if ain't nothing but dudes at work? I mean, Clay knows his environment. Clay knows what he's around. Clay know what he sees. He know his weaknesses. And to me, if you're telling me that you're thinking about cheating, of course, we all have fathers. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for y'all, father. I know, you know, finally met mine, know how he gets down. And I'm just saying, like, that could run in his bloodline. But at the same time, you're saying that also because you know you. And right, you know.
And his friends mentioned that too at the, I guess the, I don't know, the groom's party.
Man, fuck his friends. The bachelor party that was at some outdoor place that we all know and love. I just think that you're right. He cannot attribute everything to his trauma. He can't. And the fact that he did, I think that's what pissed us off so much. But all in all, it was messed up. I think he should have said something before he got to the altar. And I said this to you. I knew he was going to say no for real, when he told this girl in her wedding dress that you put that shit on. No. What? Are you five? No. That's just not how you tell... When old girl walked up to Johnny was like, "Oh, you're so beautiful. You're like," that's how you comment. That's and how you compliment
know,
your
that's
wife.
How you know women look at everything so different. Because I'm with you, James. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Like, I mean, you put that shit on. Yes, say it in conjunction with a compliment. He never
that
really,
is the compliment.
Well, yeah, my friend told me that too. She said that he never compliments outside of her look.
Now
yeah.
that is separate, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, these are separate things. Like, there's a deep psychology with Clay. Like, you're seeing the guy that talks about himself a lot. And he admits all of this on camera. This is what frustrates me about you thinking they would work. I'm like, what is wrong with Johnny?
Hope for the black man.
He was too selfish and he was too self-centered. He never really considered AD. He never really put her first. Like, and he admits to that. And then his friends say, y'all know, he says, you know how I am. I think about myself. I come first and then whatever else. He was like, I don't even think I could lead. She wholeheartedly said, I trust this man to lead me, mama. Yeah. And he's on the other end saying, I don't even think I can lead.
But on the wedding day, he said, I'm a better leader now. Because of her.
He led that shit out the door.
And he said, I am better because of you, but there's also some other things I still need work. That's what he said. I still need work. I still need you to grab your tool belt, AD, and fix me up. That's what he said.
True. Oh, I mean, what black man don't got a fear of commitment?
Ain't got a big enough tool belt to fix this nigga.
And that's back to your point. The fear of commitment isn't the commitment or the trauma 100%. The fear of commitment also comes from your environment. It comes from you know how you rock, so you know what you could do possibly, but you're not afraid to commit if you know that, man, I ain't worried about them hoes, I ain't worried about this, I ain't worried about that. Once you're not worried about that, then you ain't really worried about a commitment, but you only worry about the commitment because you still worried about them hoes.
I mean, and they'll come after you, especially, he probably got more now than he did before the show.
Hella.
Absolutely. Hell. But it's like, I feel like everything he said, yes, I'm glad he said it. I'm glad he finally got it out of his system. But he could have honestly said that before. And then when it came over to AD, I think the one thing that a lot of women felt and a lot of women, you know, talked about it on Threads is when she said, I'm never enough. I think that hit home for a lot of women.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not for it's really not a reflection of her. Why are you?
Why are you laughing?
I've had like multiple women tell
me.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Damn.
I'm with him.
That nigga. I mean, but triggered a memory.
So when,
that nigga
when she said that, I was like, I've heard that. Like,
yeah. So, but it doesn't make it. It doesn't make it less than. It doesn't discount it by any means.
But why do women feel that way? You just wasn't one.
I mean, but when you've been led. Quote unquote led, as she felt like he was leading her, he led her all the way to the altar to embarrass her.
Yeah.
And then even when he came to see her right after he broke her heart in her dressing room, he said, it breaks my heart to see you upset. So not even then is it about her.
Nah, he never apologized. Like,
like he tried to kiss her and hug her, and but like, I'm still here. And, but she already told him she was breaking up with him.
I said that online. I said
they still together.
I said it online. I won't know to the reunion. I really, because I'm seeing shit online, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But I said that too. Like when he went in the room to apologize, it wasn't for her. He went in the room to apologize to make himself feel better about letting her.
Oh
down.
Yeah, for sure, for like, sure.
You know what I'm saying? And to piggyback off what you said, yeah, I've heard this shit plenty of times. It's actually heartbreaking to hear somebody say that they're not enough.
Shit, I'll be hearing the opposite.
But.
That they too much?
Nigga, you ain't enough, nigga.
I was just about to say that.
Damn!
You'll never hear us say it even though we feel that. And we feel that in a relationship, not in a relationship, because there's always some shit we not doing.
Well, we don't want to make people feel bad either, because we know that, maybe because we've heard it before, but you won't tell a girl that you don't feel enough for her, because you don't want her to feel bad.
Would she though? And she's never, I bet she's never heard it. To even know what she would feel if she would hurt it, because we don't share shit like that.
Yeah,
I mean niggas do, but
I was just telling. I was
probably because you levels above. You levels above.
I was just telling.
Nigga told you ain't enough before, D.
I'm sorry.
A nigga told you ain't enough before.
No,
he
wasn't enough.
Oh,
for
her. Have you told somebody he ain't enough?
But yes. Sometimes niggas be lying too. Niggas will say some shit just to get out of a situation. It's like, you know, I ain't gonna be I ain't gonna be the one for you.
Yes.
Like you on this. You got this job, you got this car, and I can't deal with it.
And I'm gonna agree with you. I don't do the reverse psychology doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
That's reverse psychology. But the girl like leaving you or saying like you and the girl talking and you saying, yo, is having me just not enough? Like, what's up?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I ain't never.
That's a long conversation.
Said it, but I'm pretty sure it would come with a bunch of deflection.
Wait a minute. What's justified like for a man to leave? Because, I mean, what is he supposed to say if he don't say that? Like, if he's saying, hey, it don't work because of such and such.
Well, I think the thing with this one is I don't got problem with that he ended the thing or that he didn't want to get married, but I think he shouldn't have did it at the altar because she looked super happy. Her family was there. He wasted people's time.
And she just knew, like, it was almost like she knew he would say yes. It's like I even at one point was like, oh, he's about to. I thought he was too,
because why would he make her come up there?
She was very secure. She was so secure that she was having conversations with Sarah Ann about another relationship that had nothing to do with her. Like, yeah. She was very much.
Oh,
she
pissed me off. Sarah Ann somewhere smiling right now.
A dummy pissed me off every episode. She got too cocky.
Do
with
not
her
call
relationship.
That girl a dummy.
Like,
AD is a dummy.
she every time she got cocky in her situation, she was just fucking with. I'm like, yo, stop. Like, your shit not together, sweetheart. Like, you gotta stop.
Yeah, I mean, she a sweet girl. She a little bit gullible for sure. I think her DMs probably blew up too after this show.
I'm sure.
I do want to get to this though, because this is what bothers me the most about all of this shit. And this really bothered me. Remember, I asked you. I said, man, this before we seen this episode. I said, yo, the way he was talking about his dad. Would you talk about your dad like that? Because I don't have one, so I asked you. He was like, nah, that's my first nigga. I ain't saying nothing. You know, I'm on TV.
Yeah.
And I really like, when you get on the internet and you watch the whole, his dad comes in, they talk, and they clowning his dad, which I feel like is fueled by the fact that he already told people your dad not shit. Mm-hmm. Once you give somebody a perception of somebody, they don't even need to make their own opinion. They'll take what you said and just see only what you said. Because I was talking to D about it. She said, I don't think his dad said anything good. I said, I thought his dad gave him a great speech.
With you on that.
He was a dad. You know what I'm saying? Hey, son, you know, da-da-da-da. They had a man-to-man. And honestly, in that moment, I think I felt like that was Clay's opportunity to tell him the things that had been on his heart that he had already told America, because apparently his dad didn't know about him and the cheating adventures. His mom just found out about being taken on cheating adventures. And it was disturbing to see the internet talk about somebody's father like that. Like, honestly, I mean, he caused that. But then to find out that nobody knew the information that you just put on TV was even worse.
Right.
And to say you look up to your father, man, that shit was real disappointing. So when you had that conversation with the father and the mother at the end, where Pops is feeling himself on his wedding day, he looking good. Yeah. He was like, yeah, you know, you got to find a good woman like I found you. I mean, you found me, but you ain't treat me good, is what she said back to him. And she read him. She read him real good.
What a healed woman.
Yes.
What a healed woman.
Yes. Mm. She read him and she said, you need to go talk to your son. He unveiled some things that I didn't know. And you may not. I know you don't know. And it's keeping him from having a long-term relationship. He does want a long-term relationship, but he's got to get healed first. And I was just like.
Yeah, she did her thing. That was one of my favorite moments on all seasons of Love and Blonde.
Yeah.
That conversation between them.
It was the blackest moment ever.
Yeah. It was. I appreciate it. Sure. She actually hugged AD.
I just felt.
Yeah, yeah. And she hugged AD. That. She even went, when the dad, Clay dad started crying, she did what most women do. And yeah.
I felt bad for his father because you got blindsided, man, like on TV.
Yeah, right. Clay should have definitely had that conversation with his dad. But I think Clay always mentioned he didn't go to therapy. He hadn't really ever talked those issues out. So I don't know why he chose this show to start talking those issues out. But it's good that he started.
And I need him to figure out another scripture from the Bible. We can't keep reading on lean, not on your own understanding.
Oh, anymore. I didn't know. Yeah, he said it up there at the altar, right?
He said it was said at the altar. And then he also said it in the pod.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That's his player scripture.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's his go-to line. Let you know, I think I know the Bible.
Give me a scripture. See, I'm lacking in the game.
But you know the Bible says, lead not to the own understanding.
Until you run into that girl to go to church and she starts.
What else to say?
Yeah, man. But that was a great season.
They said it was the highest rated season.
It was a great season, man.
It was good drama.
The finale got
last
a
season better.
I can't even remember last season how bad that shit was. I can't. Who was last season?
Seattle, I think. Right.
I just remember the.
What's that with Chelsea and the African dude Uche? Yep, that was
Uche.
Houston.
Uche.
Was last
season. That's Houston. The only one.
Seattle was the one before that.
Y'all think Houston? Nah,
Houston wasn't as good as
Uche. Was that nigga, man?
Uche was not that nigga.
How that nigga?
They had one couple get married too. Houston.
That episode when he found out that old girl was not coming was like a work of art.
That nigga had exciting pods.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm about to say that the Houston pods were better than the rest. The rest was just bad. It just wasn't good after that. It was mid. This was good all the way through. Every episode had drama. My man came home from a long night of cheating. Like, it was good.
Yeah. They made the white man look bad. Appreciate y'all, boys.
Appreciate y'all. So now, not only
my black king's winning.
Not only niggas is not the only one not shit no more.
Right. Like, and I miss Laura's hand gesture.
Oh, I saw that when they replayed it.
I missed that.
What was the hand gesture?
When she was like doing the.
Yeah,
when
say he was like, out at 5 a.m. doing who knows what.
Oh,
and she did a little dick sucking thing.
Or, I mean, come on, drunk in a car talking about wanting to be together. Come on.
After you left, everybody got some booty leaving Lost and Found. If you're from the city.
Yes, but I'm not I, but yes.
All right, then.
I think I went to sleep. But you're right. It deserved to be the highest rated season. It was good. The internet really helped it out. I hadn't seen this much like Love is Blind feedback on TikTok.
It was all over the place.
Twitter, on Instagram, like the memes.
They all got their followers up.
If you made it
except
through,
for Johnny and Amy, nobody cares about them.
Yeah, nobody cares. If you made it through to like those episodes, like, yeah, they might be the most famous cast. This cast might be the most famous known cast out of all of them.
They definitely just set the standard. Yeah. So whatever comes after this, you got a hard act to follow. You got to go to Atlanta again.
go to New York.
Let them goddamn have some Brooklyn niggas.
Hey, yo, son. Yeah.
Somebody been on got slapped.
Sponsored by Tim's.
Crazy
shit. Yeah, Timbo's.
You leave a nigga at the altar. Hey, yo, fuck you, dude. Uh-huh.
I had anything else.
Nah, that was a good season. I can't wait for the reunion. The reunion looked like it's going to be good.
Oh,
yeah. Reunion about to be lit.
What do you think about him smiling when he told her this ain't go? Like, when he said no with a smile.
Bro's a player.
That screams sick to me.
I think it's just... I think he was a bit delusional, too. It's like, bro, you know what you're doing right now? Are you smiling about it? Like, he thinking it's cool. Like, yeah, you know, we still going to rock. And I think he thinking they still going to be together after this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, this is just me saying I don't want to get married right now is what he's thinking. But you're not looking at what you did to her.
And then the...
That's a lot of embarrassment to come back from and say that you still want to be with her.
The hug and kiss afterwards, like, cringe.
Yeah. Because he ain't sad. He ain't crying.
Yeah. He
wiped his
once.
Eye a little bit, but he, like, looked up at the camera, like...
He got a lot to work on, man, for sure. If she willing to stick with him through that, good for them. Black love will prevail. But if not, I don't blame her.
Hey, Clay got them hoes, just to let y'all know.
Now
just,
he definitely did.
I'm just going to be honest with y'all. The nigga has having commitment
every white
issues.
Girl in the South end hitting him up.
He got commitment Listen, issues. He don't want to cut retarded. The team off. AD, did you ever check his phone? He don't want to cut
Which
that
phone?
Team
Which
off.
Which phone?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He don't want to cut that
the
team
Airbnb
off.
The Airbnb phone or the skiing company phone, the water ski phone?
Whichever one ring the most when y'all together.
You see what Darnell Rollins said about the white women thing?
I think, hold on, go ahead.
He was saying white women, he was like, every black man wants you. We just don't want to be seen with you.
Oh, hey,
no, I think
happens.
That was Mike Epps, but either way, it was funny as fuck.
What the fuck did that have to do with two black people?
Nah, he was saying something
yeah,
about white
people. I said the white women going to be on him.
Yeah, Jay's going to be the uncle that sit on the porch and say random shit. Uh-huh.
He caught that shit. BMF. BMF is back too, man.
Yeah,
BMF cool. is back.
At least you can beat me up.
I ain't really got much on it, man. It's the first episode. They picking up where they left off.
Yeah, with the bad acting. It's like, how many scenes do y'all... You got to at least do 3 or 4 takes. And then pick the best take. I feel like they just go
What's
one
so
time.
What's so bad about the acting, though? I'm trying to... I was trying to...
It's just like the Tyler Perry shit. I just feel like they just reading.
Oh, you think... Hold on. Who is the... So, in your opinion, you think Beak Meech is reading?
He's getting better. His okay. acting has got better. I think just from repetition, his acting has got better. But La La, 2 Chainz.
I agree.
2 Chainz is funny, though.
Yeah, he is funny.
He is funny.
Trying to think who else.
Neo didn't do so bad.
Nah, like, I like Neo.
But
Neo
can
it.
Act. He's
yeah,
been
Neo
How
killed
did they
it.
Give him hair?
I'm trying knows? To fill in that character.
50 Cent probably thought that shit was funny. Give him hair. That's what I mean. I guess it did. But I think it's just more like the way they interact with each other. Like the scenes just don't seem real all the time.
Nah, except when you get to Lucille.
Oh yeah, Lucille.
She act her ass
She's
off.
Seasoned. Her and what's
Charles.
Her name? Charles are seasoned because Charles been on TV since
oh,
Lincoln
yeah,
High.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Charles so, been cheating on
and
people
even the little
every,
sister.
Every
little
episode.
Sister ain't bad. She ain't bad. The little sister.
Oh no, no, she's cool, but she's a kid. So
yeah,
T baby mamas. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. T baby mamas.
Lala is horrible.
I don't agree
How
with T original baby mamas.
Yeah.
Exactly as you said.
Shit is terrible.
I'll be wondering, like, do they be telling these people, like, you're bad at acting or something before it go on? Like,
how do you they
how?
Feed their ego?
I don't really think it's, to me personally, I guess because I'm so wrapped up in the story, I don't be paying attention to the acting.
Yeah. That saves it. The storyline is great.
It's a great story. Like, A, because it might have really happened this way. And so, since I'm so wrapped up in that, and then, like, I'm big on, like, drug shit. So, anybody who sold drug, I watched a documentary on them growing up. So, just watching this reenacted is, like, I don't even be paying attention to the actor most of the time. I'm paying attention to the story because the story is so good. Like, you got these two guys. Oh, this is going to lead me to my question, matter of fact. You got these two guys from Detroit. And they were pretty savvy business dudes, but as they elevated in the game, like, we're starting a new season where they finally got some keys, but, like, the money they owed and the things they went to just get to this point is enough for the average man to say, man, this shit ain't worth it. Mm. Now to come to Atlanta and see them try to, like, make their footprint all over the United States. I even like the end, spoiler alert, where he's sitting there and he sees the 285 junction And he said, man, this highway go to Florida. This highway go to New York. This highway will take you all the way to California. And I never even realized that at the Spaghetti Junction, you're literally looking at a gateway to the world. I'm like, oh, this nigga Big Meech was smart. So I guess I don't pay too much attention to the acting because the story that they're telling is so compelling. It's like, wow, these two young guys, they got to be early 20s from Detroit, Michigan, figure out how to become the number one black cocaine supplier in America. Because black, like, even in the drug trade, being black is tough and being successful is tough. So being the number one in America to supply all of America and to do it under the cop's nose and not have a case for years, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, yeah, big, but yeah, they did a great job. That's, I mean, it, comparable to Zuckerberg. Just illegal.
Yeah, just illegal. Just illegal. So far, so good. I want to see what happens with Lucille and Charles. That's my interest in the storyline. And then I want to see how Big Meech is going to get this off the ground because he's a nonviolent guy.
Yeah, he don't like killing.
He don't want to kill nobody. So I want to see how they make this happen. So I'm interested, man. That's really all I have.
BMF, man. It. Black Mafia family, bro. Come on, dog.
Yeah, it's real good, man.
Is that Blue Da Vinci, the rapper? Or somebody else? The one that's in the studio with him?
Blue Da Vinci's from California, so I'm not sure if that's him or not. We'll find out.
Yeah,
we'll find out. What's new at TV this week anyway?
I started Shogun. That shit pretty good.
I can't get through it
because of the
it's pretty slow.
The Japanese.
It's just slow.
I can't see that shit being bad.
That shit's pretty good.
You,
man,
ain't started it?
I haven't started it yet, but I can't see it being bad.
I'm only two episodes in.
It woke me up when they chopped the nigga head off. That's when I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
it's only two episodes out.
I thought the third one. The third one might have came out today or yesterday because I saw it on Hulu today.
Okay, Shogun is on FX, people, by the way. It's Japanese?
It's, yeah.
Series?
And the cool thing is, the main actor, he said that he wasn't going to sign on to do the series if they didn't hire all Japanese actors. So that's pretty cool. Mm. But yeah, so I still don't know the history behind it, but I believe it's got something to do with, like, the Europeans coming over to Japan. And basically, you know, they, I guess, try to take that from them.
They ain't going for it.
And, yeah. That was cool. I like, there was one scene in there where they get on the boat of these European pirates, and the Asian dude's like, "What are these people? Because they ain't never seen no crackers, white people, before."
The only white people they knew at the time were the Portuguese.
Yeah,
that's the only one. So they thought everybody, they think every white man is a Portuguese man, which I think is to the advantage of the Portuguese, because there's a scene in there where the interpreter is lying to them, telling them that the man
killed
that
guy.
Yeah. He's like, "No, I'm English. You know what I'm saying? I'm from this place." So it's starting off really good. I'm gonna keep watching it. I just getting through the episodes is hard because it's so slow.
Yeah,
I hear it's good. I'm gonna try it. Try to check it out.
Very interesting stories happened around that time. Like, you heard how, like, the ninja started.
Like
an actual ninja.
Nah.
So ninjas were actually farmers. If you look at their tools, they look like farmer tools. Like how they got the, like, rake of the hands and stuff. They were farmers, and they got tired of getting fucked up by samurais. Samurais was, like, kind of police back then. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And, bruh, them niggas learnt their own martial arts.
That's the story I need.
And start fucking niggas up.
While we talk about Asian people, the creator of Dragon Ball Z died.
Oh, yeah, I seen that, man.
I had that in the condolences at the end. Just
rest in peace.
Damn.
Yeah, I seen that. That's crazy.
I mean, he was up there in age. Oh, he was 68. I think he's fairly young.
Super about to be ass now.
Who?
I don't watch none of the new Dragon Ball Z shit. Only the old shit.
Was he still working on it?
Bruh, that shit still had new shit coming out.
He probably just get a check every month.
Yeah, I'm about to say. They probably
got a creative team now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure he has some say in it now. Come on. Now.
Yeah, my check go deposit this month.
Toriyama, do what you want.
Toriyama. Go ahead and make Goku transgender. Just make sure my check.
Man, hell.
My check hit my account. Yeah.
Ain't doing
do
that
what y'all
want
to do.
All right, man. I think that's it, man. Y'all got politics? Politics.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where y'all want to start.
Start with wherever y'all
Super
feel.
Tuesday happened. Super Tuesday was, I think, 25 states selected, you know, who was going to run for president and who was going to run for governor or whatever was going on in their state. But the main election is now set. Nikki Haley dropped out after not winning one state.
Right.
So it'd be Donald Trump versus Joe Biden again, a rematch for the ages.
I thought she won one state.
She did, but not on Super Tuesday. She won D.C., which is, I don't know what you call D.C.
A district.
Yeah.
Did you see Trump doing a little comedy bit about Joe Biden?
No. Everything he does hilarious. Is comedy.
Nah, he was just talking about how Joe looked confused all the time.
Oh, I mean, he's old as shit. I mean, I'm not very happy about them, neither one of them running, to be honest, because right. They both old. They both just, you know. Trump, he seems like he got his wits about him more than Joe Biden do. But it's just the people that support Trump is what I can't get with.
Yeah, he's only 4 years younger than Trump, technically. But, I mean, no, Trump is 4 years younger than Biden.
Right, because Biden 81, I think.
Yeah, Biden is 81. So I think that's part of the argument is by the time he gets done with the second term, if he were to win, he would be 86.
Boy, if he's still with us, that's a hell of a clone. Hell of a clone.
Trump is.
But how you're right. It's all about the people that.
76 or 77?
Yeah.
He got him by 10, thinking he a young Thundercat out here.
I mean, is it really? I mean, as I sit here and think, though, I mean, I seen a little bit of the State of the Union. Is it really the lesser? I mean, it's not the lesser of two evils because you don't have two evils here. But, I mean, although Biden is old, I get it.
I get it, too.
Trump is, I don't know, he's a loose cannon.
He is.
And I think that's the crazy part. Like, he's not, I mean, Biden may not be all there mentally, but the job, whatever the job requires, he's in sound tune in mind and body to do
right,
it. Trump is more like chaotic. He's all over the place. He want to do shit that's so wild. Like, I don't know, man. It's
right. Like,
I disagree. I feel like our president, even though they don't run a lot, they still the figurehead and they also the face of the United States. So whatever our face is, that's how people see us. You know what I'm saying? And I just would like Joe, man, come on, bro. Like I just don't think a sleepy man like that should
be. But for the world, he's a safe pick. If we choose him,
the world
look at us like, all right, everything's back to normal.
But they look at
Trump
and laugh.
Wins, the world like, oh shit, I don't know what this nigga capable
right.
of.
And I mean, you know, we talked about who is supporting Trump and who Trump support. Also in that primary, we had our North Carolina governor, the lieutenant governor that was selected. His name is Mark Robinson. And he is being supported by Trump, and he also heavily supports Trump. But a lot of people are hoping that he does not become our state governor, you know, next November. He's reported to be, you know, or quoted as being saying that he absolutely wants to go back to America where women cannot vote. He is also referred to women as whores, witches, rejected drag queens. He says
Damn.
Women that breastfeed in public are shameless attention hogs.
Is he married?
probably so.
He's also been quoted of saying, so if a woman who transitioned into a man marries and abuses a man who transitions into a woman, is it still violence against a woman? Will the feminists raise hell over it? I'm asking for a British cigarette.
Now, that is a good question.
So,
asking for a British cigarette. He wrong for that.
He's very much a person that is...
What does that mean?
Is
I know exactly
very,
what that means.
Very, very direct on where he stands in regards to him trying to get back to a certain amount of time. But people have called him out on his antics or his statements because he is a black man. So how much farther are you trying to go back? Because you're a black Republican.
I thought he was white saying all that shit.
And Trump, of course, has endorsed him and wants him to become the next governor of North Carolina. And he calls him, and I quote, the Martin Luther King on steroids.
Damn, Trump crazy.
So you're right. It's really about who is like rooting for him, who he has in his corner, who he's going to have in out there representing his antics or his ideologies. So Biden is a safe choice. And I think he tried to express that with the recent State of the Union. Like, he tried to really push that. And he tried to keep it very safe and very level-headed by... he didn't even acknowledge Trump by name. He called him my predecessor.
Yeah. So, kept it real. That pissed him off, too.
Yeah.
This one thing I don't like about politicians, man. To appease a certain side... I just feel like they'll, like, say certain things, you know what I'm saying, just to get that vote. And
rally
I just
your
feel
base,
like,
yeah.
I just feel like, man, as a politician, like, you should be considerate of both sides. Regardless of whoever votes for you, you're supposed to be serving us, period. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times when they say certain things, they should just be mindful of it, because you are a civil servant. It ain't like you, you know what I'm saying? Once you become in Congress, you're like, all right, well, I can do what I want. Nah, people that voted for you going to be looking back for you to come through
True.
On some of them promises.
But I mean, Biden did do the credit card thing this week where they putting a limit on how much credit card companies could charge you for a late fee. Yeah. So, hey, man, feel free not to pay your credit card bill now. Don't do that.
That's not what that means. We are not giving financial advice.
And
he cut back on banking fees. So he's done certain things like that, which I guess can help the lower level community.
It's not that, like, it's to me, it's not that, to me, just from the outside looking in, it's not that Biden hasn't did nothing that he said he's going to do. I mean, there's a lot of red tape in politics. It don't just happen overnight. I mean, the student loans thing happened, and I don't know nobody, you know what I'm saying, receiving any relief from it, but it's happening. The credit card thing you just mentioned, he listed a bunch of shit that he did last night, had to get us back in certain deals that Trump got us out of. Like, it's certain things that he has done, but like, everything is a long ass process, and it takes a long ass time for anything to show change when you use politics. Trump, on the other hand, man, all he's gonna do is get back in there, spend 4 years trying to undo it. And you know what I'm saying?
And a lot of things take longer than the 4 year term. Right. I think why people idolize, which you shouldn't idolize anybody, but why they idolize Obama is because he had
8 years
consecutive terms. So therefore he had 8 years to make the changes to where it trickled down to us, to where we could see it.
And he had his people in there with him too. Because at one point he had the House and the Senate, which is rare that you got all, like, pretty much everything you want to do can get done when you got the House and the Senate.
Right.
And that's what Biden has to fight against. He don't even have...
I think he just got the House right now. Yeah. He don't have the Senate.
He only got the Supreme Court.
He also called out the Supreme Court on their reversal of Roe versus Wade to their face, because he was like, "What? How does that make sense?
How the actual fuck?"
So...
Yeah, man. I don't know. But it'll be an interesting next 4 years.
It's about to be a lot of fights on Facebook. I might get back on Facebook for this.
Don't you got the fake account?
I do got the fake account, but I want people to know it's me.
Nigga.
Oh, okay.
What? Nah, I'm eager to see what happens here, man. It's going to be interesting next 4 years. That's all I can say.
Yep. I say just let Biden wins. He's done. He got 4 years. He's done. Trump win. He got 4 years, he's done. But if Biden wins, Trump might, in 4 more years, like, I'll run again against whoever else y'all put up there.
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
Hold on. I thought you could only do 8 years, period.
Right.
Yeah, but so I'm saying if Biden wins, Trump can run again.
He can run after that.
Until he die. He can keep running until he die.
I mean, people would welcome it. People love Trump. I don't know why, but people love Trump. Black and white people love Trump.
Yeah.
I just like, what I'm trying to say is what's coming after that. So, like, if Trump wins, then you know this is only the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to be somebody that's going to try to live up to what the fuck he just did.
I think people trust Trump's, like, business savvy. I mean, you can't look at him and say he ain't successful in business. But I just think it's the people that follow him and the things that come with him that people just can't get down with.
And because he is so irrational, back to James' point, and he would be the representation of our nation, I think it keeps a lot of people from trying us, as opposed to Biden.
Right.
They're willing to push the buck a little bit. So I get that point. But it's just a matter of all the shit that's going to come with it for us.
I think the border is going to be a big thing that they talk about.
Abortion.
The migrants. Yeah, abortion is going to be huge.
Yeah, for sure.
They said a border don't just mean the border. They talking about, like, all of it.
Oh, yeah, because they caught, like, I think 8 Russians trying to get in here the other day.
Yeah, they talking about everybody trying to flee to America.
They caught them.
All of them. Yeah. They were sneaking in through, they was coming down from Canada. Sneaking in.
And they said, hold up.
Yeah.
I wonder who tipped them off. The Canadians.
A lot of times when they talk about it, they try to make it seem like it's just like Mexicans, but everybody, the Haitians, Dominicans coming over.
It's everybody. Yeah. Man. It's, you got people coming from over there where that war is. Like, they,
oh, yeah,
they
Ukrainians.
Can find a route over here. Like,
we going through the same thing.
Quick question.
We going through the same thing the United Kingdom did. They kind of had the same border crisis with people coming from Europe and Africa over to the United Kingdom when they did I forgot what they called it, but they kind of have they I didn't, and which I learned when I was over there, like, damn, they got the same struggle we have.
Yeah. Like, shout out to my boy Urkel.
Go ahead, man.
I was just going to ask, who was our last like president that people unanimously like agreed that, hey, we Bill like
Clinton.
This person.
I say Bill Clinton probably the closest. Bill Clinton. But yeah. It's always going to be some people that hate you, but I think Bill Clinton probably had like the highest approval rating.
Who was that nigga? Who was that? You know who should have been president? Fucking Al Gore.
Oh yeah, Al Gore is super.
George Bush beat Al Gore. Y'all talking about like when Trump run and people were like sad? No, when Bush won against Gore, them fucking Democrats were sad, nigga.
They thought they had it in the bag. Just like when they thought they had Hillary in the bag.
Yeah, they thought they had Hillary in the bag.
Ain't no way this guy gonna beat her, and it happens.
Al Gore was like Bill Clinton 2.0 a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that, man. I was 18
at
the time.
A lot of people thought Al Gore was kind of like the real president when Bill Clinton was in office because he was his vice president.
Yeah. They loved him.
And Al Gore's super smart, and he could see the future. Like, all this green emissions and all that shit, he was talking about that shit in the 90s.
Yeah, man. Y'all got anything else in politics?
I don't even remember what I put on the list.
The highest rated president, approval rated, is George W. Bush, actually.
Damn, shout out to my nigga W.
Niggas eventually started to fuck
And
with
I think
W.
right after that, it was, it's his dad, George H.W.?
Yeah.
Okay, so right behind him is his
people
dad.
People did love
what? People love the Bushes?
People the
love,
Bushes?
People yeah. love,
except for Jed.
People love George Bush, but George W., that was mixed feelings, but I mean, that's the approval rating. So
probably because we was at war and everybody loved America at that point.
That's what got him back on his side.
Yeah.
When they bombed
the
towers.
Yeah, the lowest was 19% for him, and that was 2008 research.
When everybody got broke.
But I was outside, man. You couldn't tell me people didn't fuck with Al Gore. The way they was coming in Harris Teeter that day, man.
Oh, when he lost?
Yeah, everybody that day had voted for Gore. Like, everybody I came across, man. Hey, we got to get Gore in that office. I'm like, yo.
Good luck to you.
I think the second one was, what's the man that they keep memeing?
It was,
sitting on the bench. Bernie.
Nah, Bernie what Sanders? Was his name?
Yeah, I think they wanted, a lot of Democrats wanted him.
Oh.
Bernie Sanders would never be the president.
They wanted him to at least
he's the perfect
he's
president.
Independent.
He would never be the president.
I know, right?
He would never be the
perfect guy.
The people want you, but no, we can't have you.
The one we need.
Yeah, like his ideals don't match with both of them trying to, they in bed together anyway. I don't know why they're Democrats
and
Republicans.
Like,
they
he's anti, because he's independent. He's not Democrat.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, I think that's what we need, a new facelift, man.
The way this country's set up, we'll never have anybody even get close that ain't Democrat or Republican.
Yeah, it's designed.
I think the closest person was Ross Perot back in the day. In the
90s. Remember that nigga with the ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember they used to pick on him on All That?
Yeah, All That. Everybody used to pick on him on Living Color.
Yeah, everybody did.
All right, man. In news. Let's see. D, new study, 5% of Americans having sex to save on utility costs.
What?
Say that again.
I had to read this again because I was like, is this true? So according to a report from New Homes Mate, a marketplace for new construction homes, it found that 46% of the 1,000 Americans surveyed are struggling to afford their utility bills. So they broke it down. 25% pile on extra clothes. 35% are forced to choose between heat and groceries. 5% have sex to stay warm, and then 2% get drunk.
Gotcha.
I get it.
Gotcha.
I get it. I'm about to say, I thought they were sucking dick because they couldn't pay the
Only fans.
Like, damn.
That then I think it's, well, now that you say that, maybe, but I think it's to keep warm. I think it's to keep warm.
What about after you come? Get away from me.
You said you're going to suck. You said,
<It's hot. laughs>
if I suck your dick, you gonna pay my Duke Energy bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monthly. Yeah, yeah. He got you, but afterwards it's hot. Get off me. Shit.
I did want to get to this, man. It was a debate going online. and with the guys, the girls was like, "Yo, how much is enough for lunch money for your girl? For a girl you like, not for your girl, for a girl you like, interested in, trying to pursue." And the, I'm not gonna say what they said, but I want to know how much would y'all send a girl you like for lunch if you would send anything at all?
$20.
I said, yeah, dub. That's probably a max, a dub.
Bro, I got this new thing, bro. If you're doing too much with the money thing, bro, you're now considered unattractive in my eyes, even though I'm not single. I'm just saying. It's just too much, man.
Yeah.
Too much.
Y'all better than me. I'm not saying you nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how much of that money thing is true for the average person.
Like, I would send Johnny lunch money before I send the girl I'm trying to pursue lunch money.
Damn, boy.
No homo. No
call that nigga next week, bro. You got me on this Panera, right? Boy,
I'm on some earn that shit. Like, just because somebody's pursuing you, you don't deserve anything. Like,
yeah, you a
hard all
you sell.
Deserve is to get to know each other. The fucking
right.
If I do want to bless you with lunch money, just say thank you. But I'm not doing
it. Well, what if
I'm not doing it?
So is it that the girl is asking, or she's just like, shit, I'm just out with my friends getting some lunch, and he just cashed out for 20? She didn't ask for it. He just cashed out.
That's different. That's what I'm saying. If I want to bless you with 20,
yeah,
that's why I say how much is enough for lunch money for a girl that you're pursuing.
Then it's hard to say, because in that case,
it's your gift.
It's your gift. So whatever you say, if you send me $10.
These hoes was on there like, what I'm going to do with a 20? What I'm going to do with a 30, 40, 50? I'm like,
that's what I'm saying.
What?
I can't trust social media no more. I don't. Because people just be up there trying to get a retweet or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to ever ask for something. I know, like, I've gifted my friends lunch.
I'm gonna tell
a nigga?
You.
Oh, you too, huh?
Male and female.
Next week, I'll call them both of y'all.
A nigga you interested in?
She said friends.
If you say, okay. I mean, I've done both. If I'm interested in a guy and we're in a dating phase, and he say, I'm out about That's to get a haircut, amazing. I'm about to do something just randomly, I might send him something.
You paying for haircuts? You got money.
That's that nigga right
there.
That's
about haircuts years
expensive.
Ago.
It's oh, okay, back ago. When $15 back haircuts.
But like, it's just one of the things where you do it out of the kindness of your heart. So, yeah, I don't know what's acceptable and what's not, because it's a gift.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be required, though. Like,
So this is what's so dangerous about that. I like what Johnny said. Johnny said, yo, people on there trying to get clicks. What I've noticed is they'll start these conversations. People will put their ideas out there. And we live in a day and age now where people wait to see what other people think before they even make their decision. Mm. Like, without even making their own mind up, they're letting these comments make their mind up for them.
He's spitting right
so now, when you go into these social circles in actual life, you got these delusional women thinking that $50 and $100 is the appropriate amount for lunch. Like, ma'am, where are you eating?
Right.
Then, just to bring you into my personal life, a friend of mine reposted this. And there was a man that sent her $150. I said, nigga, for lunch?
Yeah, that's stupid. Damn. He trying to get that real bad.
For later.
Yeah, he nigga wilding.
It's not
that
just for lunch.
Like, how much of your bank account you sending $150,
bro? That nigga just bought a quick visit. That
nigga. Yo, $150 is a $30.
That ain't no lunch, nigga.
$150 is 30 minutes on
the
back page.
He
might be covering
later.
Lunch for the week.
And this is,
maybe a pile of groceries.
This is the funny thing. Men nowadays operate so different than we did when we were younger. I don't know. Maybe we didn't pass on the game. And this is not no disrespect to anybody.
Facts.
But when we were younger, you didn't spend bread on women that was not your girl. You know what I'm saying? You didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We might get some bottles, have some drinks with some women, but we not doing all this outlandish gift buying and all that. Like, as a regular person, not a ball player.
Yeah.
Not, you know, just regular people with 9-to-5s. You wasn't doing all of that. Now that they have set, like, the internet has set this precedent and these dudes have met it, they are buying outlandish gifts for girls they just like. And that's crazy to me. Like,
right.
$150 for lunch, and you telling me on the comments, like, this is what y'all expect, and it's happening, it's crazy to me. Because back in the day, if you spent that type of money on a girl you just like, your boys would call you a trick. They would talk shit about you. Like, you couldn't go back around your boys if you
pimping
you,
was
you
heavy
did,
back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, like, we was pimping. Like, no. She can buy me lunch. Like, that's where we came from. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Hey. I'm just saying the game is so fucked up.
when I look at it, like they say, the dating pool's fucked up. No, the game, the whole entire game.
Expectations are different. Probably fucked. Yeah, bruh. I would say expectations suck.
You spitting right now because niggas wasn't even eating pussy back then, nigga. No. Real talk, bro.
What year was this?
This was like, bro, 90s, bro. Bro, he's spitting right now, bro. Where we came from. Niggas was not doing that shit, bro.
You don't eat no pussy?
Johnny said, speak for your damn self.
I mean, we doing it now.
I mean, yeah, we everybody does it now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, back then, you was standing on business back then, for real, for real.
You stood on your 10 toes, for real, man,
bro.
Like,
hey, man, the game has changed, bro.
Another thing that's changed, man, I was talking about this earlier, too. This is, that has nothing to do with dating. I was talking about movies and how quickly they come online. And I was telling D, I was like, before the pandemic, you didn't even have that many streaming services. And for the ones we had, they didn't even really offer that much. And she was like, HBO. And remember, HBO was that shit. But that the movies that they was getting was old. So we was watching like shit that may have came out months ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now... Color Purple flop, and they just threw it on HBO Max in a month.
I mean, yeah, why not?
Shit,
and I was just like,
numbers.
The way that TV is now, man, like, things have changed so much. There's so much competition. Like, it was not that many streaming services. Before 2019, in 2019, right before the pandemic, you had Netflix, you had regular HBO, mm-hmm. you had Hulu, you had ESPN Plus, of course, and you had Disney. Those are your five.
Stars.
Now you got Paramount Plus.
Yep.
Now
yep.
you got MGM. You got what?
Peacock.
You got Tubi. You got all these platforms.
I feel like Prime can't. When did Prime,
Prime was out, but they wasn't doing it like that.
No streaming yet. That's when you rented a movie.
They had one or two original shows on Prime.
Okay. So if a movie came out that you was waiting, like, because that's how the conversation started, trying to get people back in the movie theaters. It's hard to get people back in the movie theaters because now. What's a month or two for a movie you really want to see versus back then? Just 2019, though. That was like maybe a 3 to 4 month wait. Yeah. And that was just for the cinema drop, for the cinema link.
Yeah.
And then it might be on Amazon in 4 months to where you can rent it. But to just go on the app and stream it because you pay a monthly? Like, we live
in a... The demand got to be good to do it the old school way. Like, the Marvel movies will still take a long time. Creed took a long time because it was successful.
Yeah, that took a long time.
But I bet if it flopped, they would have threw it right on Prime. I think it's... Yeah, now, like, you go to streaming based off how good you do in the box office. But if people know if they don't go watch the movie, it's going to come out faster on streaming. They ain't going to go watch the movie.
I was telling her we got so addicted to being... We got so used to being in the house.
Yeah, because HBO Max was the first ones that was doing, like, I think they did a movie a month.
Yep.
And like, Wonder Woman came out straight on there. Yeah. It was that another was big one. Movie they get. Doom yep. came out straight yep. on there. So I think that kind of spoiled people, too.
And our Friday nights was like, yo, this shit dropped tonight. We about to go get the popcorn
and
do the whole movie.
When Bird Box came out, was that...
That was Netflix.
Was that during the COVID?
That was during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. That shit was good.
That was during the pandemic. That was a good-ass movie.
And the way they marketed that, when it dropped, mm-hmm. everybody was either with their phones in front of the thing. So I wanted to ask an extension to that. Have y'all gotten an email in regards to it's like a Netflix social platform to where you can talk about their shows?
I hadn't heard about
it. It's called Tundi. They sent me an email.
Yeah, Tundum.
Tundum, thank
you.
They
sent an email. I didn't know what the fuck that was.
And you can sign up. And so instead of like being on Twitter or being on Threads, you go there and it's almost like an open chat room about these different shows that you're watching. And it's everything from everything that's on a Netflix platform, you can talk about on there.
No, good for them.
Oh, it's dope.
I'm big on social anything. I like to get on the computer.
I think
and
it's
talk
like
to
a
people and make friends.
They're trying to mimic Reddit a little bit. Is what the what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, it's stuff like that reminds me of old AOL chat rooms. I can get in there and be like, nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's pretty cool. I like that.
This nigga want to make friends on the computer, but don't want to talk to nobody at the grocery store.
Listen, man, we trying to get this Oculus problem.
That nigga Gen Z.
That nigga weird.
I know how to move with the times.
Nah, I'm fucking with.
All right, Miami Beach is breaking up with Spring Breakers.
I saw this, but I didn't pay attention.
Hey, this is bold as fuck.
Nobody our age is going to Miami for South Beach for spring break.
Too old for that.
I don't even know when spring break is. Spring break is my kid's spring break.
I think it's April. Mm. But apparently these cats been down there killing each other and wilding out.
I love Miami Beach, but I like this. Like, I like stuff like this because get rid of the riffraff. Stuff like this, stuff like this make stuff like this make your friends hate a Miami Beach when Miami Beach is like a nice place to go.
It is,
and people be like, "Ugh, it's ghetto." It's like, what are you talking about? Stop going on Memorial Day weekend. Stop going through the spring break. Just go on a random weekday in July. It is a nice place.
That's what was funny about the commercial to me, because every place they were showing was so nice and pretty in the background. I was like, nah, show Memorial Day weekend, goddamn.
I mean, where the hood niggas gonna go for Memorial Day? Nah, now? I'm just they saying, can't go to Myrtle Beach no more. They can't go to Miami no more.
Nah, they don't shut all that shit down. Yeah, but nah, I'm just saying that for the commercial purposes.
Savannah, Georgia,
it would have hit better if you just would have showed the reason why.
Listen, no. I think they should have showed the anarchy that's happening in Miami Beach. Yep. Because I think I went to Miami maybe once, and then my second time I went during Memorial Day weekend. Now, lucky for us, we had a spot on South Beach, so we could easily not be in the riffraff. But this is 2016. Like, it ain't even that bad. It was just like, this is not the Miami I wanted to show my friends. But Miami is truly a pretty cool place. Like, it's a cool place to go vacate with your friends and have some adult fun, or you go to the north side of the beach and have some family fun. Either or, but it's a real cool place. But it has gotten more violent. Like, when I see people down there fighting outside of clubs and shooting, that's just not the vibe. That was never the vibe when I was down there. So I like this. The curfews is dope. Checking their bags to get on the beach, restricted access to the beach, $100 parking. Like, get them little niggas away from the beach.
I feel like people still gonna go somehow.
Yeah, they definitely going.
They're still gonna go.
But this will stop the curfew.
It's gonna, if they stay consistent, slowly they'll get what they want and get these people out of there.
Yeah, the curfew is gonna really fuck shit up, because during the pandemic there was a curfew.
Yeah,
and everything shut down at 10. And so you at least had to be in your hotel. So what will happen is maybe the streets will be clear. There may be some hotel riffraff. You know what I'm saying?
Because you in this riffraff word.
Well, I'm just saying, they went from Gen Z to some hotel baby boomer real quick, right?
I'm trying to think of a word. There might be some hotel, like, you know, you go in the hotel, tell that motherfucker. Oh,
you talking about the nigga that rap?
You old too, nigga. You know what I'm saying, man. It might be some hotel riffraff.
You about the same age as Drea.
Who? Yeah, I am.
Boy, you stupid.
How old is Drea?
39.
Yeah, same age.
Yeah, same age.
All right.
They should have showed them aliens. They want people to stay from down there.
Oh, you got it. Yo, I know something.
It's fucking Florida. You should already know how bad it is down there. Niggas got alligators everywhere. Show them shit. And iguanas.
Are you, who you got? Mike Tyson?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Mike Tyson wins the fight against Jake Paul. Shout out to him for even putting this fight together. I never saw this one coming.
This is a damn shame. A 60-year-old man still is one of the dangerous men.
Hey, bro.
On the face of this earth, bro.
You always gonna know how to roll.
This a real fight, right?
This is from what I've read. This is a real fight, sanctioned by a boxing authority,
bro.
So not an exhibition.
Josh sent me something that said that Jake Paul has a no knockout clause in his fucking thing, man. He the only person that
you
sent
can't
me that.
Do that legally though.
I feel what you're saying.
Yeah,
I feel what you're saying.
Now, exhibition, yeah, because I think Roy Jones and Mike Tyson had one, and they fight that they couldn't knock each other out.
Right.
But a real fight, it's sanctioned. You can't do that. It's rules and laws to this.
Jake Paul, man, he don't know what he's getting himself into, man.
I mean, I'm not. Jake Paul, at this point, he's 9-1. He's legit.
Who he lost to?
I think
he lost to Fury, Tommy Fury.
Oh.
It was a split decision. So, but
the Floyd thing didn't count?
No, that was Logan, and that didn't count. That was exhibition.
Okay.
But again, I think that I think it's gonna be a good fight, just based off Mike Tyson's age and where they both at in their life and their careers. I think it'll be a good fight. Only thing I'm worried about is, can Mike Tyson take a punch at 57 or 58, however old he is? Can he still take a punch? Because Jake Paul hits like a young man.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Mike is like 3 rounds ahead of this nigga. Jake coming into round one. Mike coming into round one on round 3.
Yeah. But like I said, he knows how to box. He gonna miss punches for a while, but one of them is gonna land. Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna miss. And I saw a few videos of him walking with a cane. Is this for real? Or I did see that it's possible.
Mike is 50-something. It's possible.
They're saying that it's possible he's trying to create doubt by walking around with this cane, because he ain't never walked around with a cane before.
Yeah, I ain't never seen him walk around.
He said everything just started smoking
and then
weed,
we just saw his training video. He ain't had no cane in the damn ring.
He barely had pants.
I did see the...
Nigga had on
I wish they would say something about Mike Lulu's, bro.
I wish they would say something about Mike Pants, nigga. You ain't gonna say nothing.
He wear them shits to the ring, it's over, dog.
Yo, the funniest
money on Mike Tyson. He wear them shits to the ring, the fight night.
Like he just took his pants off.
Oh yeah,
I don't want to see your dick
and
balls. And
it's on Netflix. I don't trust Netflix would do any live thing because they fucked up the Love Is Blind finale a few years ago. Trying to do it live.
Hold on, now they're doing wrestling live. So
oh yeah, they gotta work on their WWE. Good for them. You're right.
Yeah, they actually had a first like a WWE match.
Nah, I think the only live thing I remember recently was the Chris Rock thing.
I need them to do a
test live.
They
fucked up on that too.
They did.
It didn't start on time.
They need to do a test live before
they're
still working out the kinks, so this is just gonna be a part of working out the kinks.
This too big of an event to fuck up Netflix.
Yeah, but I feel like they're going. When Raw starts, that's when it's full on. Like no more. It can't be no more kinks. Like you gotta have it. But man, that's what's up.
Shout out to Roman Reigns and the Bloodline, boy. They got everybody watching wrestling now.
Man, you see what I sent you?
Yeah.
I watched that whole thing. The Rock
nigga Rock cut a 6-minute and 30-second promo on IG.
All right, real quick, give me an NBA all time top five.
Hold
on, let me give y'all Candace Parker's.
Okay.
Steph, Kobe, Michael Jordan, LeBron, Kevin Garnett. No Shaq. She left Shaq
That's
off.
Crazy.
And in his face on TV.
Damn. I know he was hurt.
I know he was mad.
Said she wants to run the floor.
Oh, so she got a strategy to how she going to win
then
games.
She shot him with a sideways dish. She said, yeah, Orlando Shaq maybe could run the floor.
Damn. Now she hating. She should have put Dwight Howard on her. That really would have pissed him off. I guess if I would do this, this is kind of me not thinking about it real quick. Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Shaq.
Why does it sound like that when you say it?
I got to do all the pronunciations.
I'm going to say Derrick Rose, MJ, Kobe. I got to put Bron on there, man. I got to put Bron. I don't want to, but I'm going to put him on there. And
all right, Skip Bayless.
And let's see. For big man. Damn, that's hard. It's either between Shaq and honorable mention, Akeem.
Okay.
I'm going with all the guys I watch, man. Damn. Mine would probably be Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul. Kobe, Mike, LeBron. And then I'm probably either, she already threw KG in there. But I would do the, I would, so many big guys to pick from. And on this team, this big guy wouldn't have to do nothing but catch the lob and get the rebound. Ooh. You know what? I'm going obscure. I'm going Embiid.
All right, shout out to
Embiid. I'm going Embiid.
Shaq going to handle him every time. Get
never know. Shaq
out.
Can't guard Embiid.
Shaq, yeah, he can't guard Embiid.
Shit.
Ooh, if he heard that, he's just competitive, but it's the truth.
It's the truth. It's a different
Shaq?
Game that
which
they
Shaq?
Play. No Shaq could
no,
guard
no
Embiid.
Shaq could guard Embiid.
You're sick.
Shaq cannot guard. That's why Hakeem gave him the business when they played against each other.
Okay,
he can't guard
a
big guy on the perimeter.
Yeah, he did.
Embiid going
to
pull you out.
Y'all would
line.
Give him business. When y'all would step back,
yeah.
He would give Shaq the business too.
He just wasn't used to being out there.
Yeah, he can't face up guard.
It lost out there on that island. All right, when can we bet North Carolina, Johnny?
Monday. Well, when this show
today.
Comes out. Right, yeah,
cool.
When this show comes out, you can officially start betting on dog racing, NASCAR, whatever you want to bet on, as long as it's on the betting line, put your money up.
I'm doing Final Four winning games.
We should start a sport. Just have people bet on it.
Real tough. It got to be a sanction to get for you to bet on it legally.
We can sanction it.
It take a lot to get sanctioned.
I know a pastor.
Dana White went through a lot just to get the UFC sanctioned.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, shit just got sanctioned in New York 5 years ago.
Sheesh.
Oh, yeah, so they can do matches up
maybe
there.
A little bit later. Maybe it was like 2016 when they got sanctioned in New York.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it took forever, and now he got power slap.
Who, Dana White?
Yeah, it just got legal. It's already legal in Vegas. Everything legal in Vegas. And then Florida just made it legal.
So I didn't know that was Dana White.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, power slap that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's blowing up.
And then Russell Wilson.
That pickleball.
Russell Wilson's getting let go by the Broncos.
Shout out to my nigga Russell, Sierra Wilson.
Why still, they letting him go, though?
Still collecting $81 million. And how is that? Is that
so he had a guaranteed contract, guaranteed money left on his contract to get paid up through 2025. So this 2024, he's supposed to make $37 million, and the remainder was going to get paid out in 2025. And that money was guaranteed. So he's still getting that money. So he'll get $37 million this year and then the rest of it next year.
Did he not
and
have
he can
a
still sign
run?
With a team and get paid from that team.
He didn't have a good run with them or something?
Him and the coach didn't him really get along. Yeah, and okay. They season was up and down. I feel like because they were starting to win, and then for some reason they pulled Russell. So I feel like they wanted to have a bad season because if they end up making the playoffs and you do it with Russell Wilson – then how can you get rid of him?
Yeah, you can't justify
Russell Wilson not getting along with a white man? He technically
it
is
It was one.
One
of those things with Sean Payton didn't like him.
Yeah. No, Russell could be a bit too much. He got people praying and stuff on the airplane and waking, knocking on people's doors at 4 in the morning. Hey, bro, you want to go work out? And shit like that. Like,
I don't think that was the word,
he could be
though.
A much.
I didn't hear none of that.
I heard about the airplane where that everybody was sleeping on the airplane and Russell Wilson was in the middle of the, doing push-ups and shit, working out on the airplane.
What's wrong with that?
Pissing people off.
I just honestly don't think they like him. And honestly, if you're that positive, then I can see people.
I mean, look
like
at him. Tim Tebow.
Yeah, people didn't like. Well, yeah. Nah, people love Tim Tebow.
White country white redneck love conservatives love Tim Tebow.
I feel like black people like Russell Wilson to an extent.
Yeah, I fuck with Russell. Most the only time you hear hate on Russell was when it got relationship shit. They hate on him.
That's the only time. Other than that, man.
But when it comes to football, the man know the game.
Nah, he can play. He can flat out play. I mean, look what we did to the Panthers.
He got a Super Bowl. He could have had two Super Bowls, but Pete Carroll decided to throw the ball instead of give it to Marshawn Lynch,
which is the craziest.
Just for the listeners, who you think he's going? Who gonna pick him up?
The Steelers look like a good candidate. It's three quarterbacks that's kind of good that's free agents right now. Kirk Cousins. First of all, Kirk Cousins is number one on everybody's list. Second is Ryan Tannehill. And then I forgot they had somebody above Russell Wilson at three, but technically Russell Wilson is three.
No, okay.
That nigga won. But, Jacoby Brissett is number three.
The crazy
and none of them niggas bet Kirk Cousins. But the other two ain't better than Russell Wilson.
Being the fact that Kirk Cousins is on the move is crazy.
He might not be, but the Vikings playing hardball with him. Oh, Kirk Cousins looking for about 50-something million.
Shit.
But I think they're going to wait to see what Dak gets from the Cowboys, and then that's what they'll offer. They'll offer Kirk a little bit less than that.
They going to re-sign Dak?
Cowboys, yeah.
They stupid.
Offer that nigga some rich crackers.
Nigga love hating on my nigga Captain Kirk.
Jason Kelce retired this week from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Best center of all time. Best center of all time.
You see,
he's out.
Good man, man. When a person is happy, they don't mind displaying their emotions out there for the world to see.
I never knew he got
that nigga cry all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Shit. What you gonna tell me? I'm happy in my life.
Okay.
That nigga, I didn't know he never got traded. Like, that's
yeah, he been there his whole life.
Team he got
yeah.
drafted to. I say, wow.
That happens a lot in football, especially for those line positions.
Yeah.
Johnny, would you like to tell us why you're depressed?
Oh, I was just joking.
Okay, good.
He lying like hell.
All right, man.
I'm lying like hell. Yeah. Hell these draws.
No, I've seen him depressed. This is actually the most up he's been since...
I'm good this year, dog.
Mid last year, he kind of picked it up.
I like when Johnny mad at women.
Yeah, I ain't got
that. Should be funny as hell.
Why are you a he man woman hater? Let's talk about it, James.
Nah, I just like when I'm mad at women. He do it. That shit is hilarious.
Nah, when Johnny do it,
because I give them my all and they repay me with nothing.
Duh, nigga. That's how it goes.
Johnny, he's lying like hell, man.
Welcome to Earth, nigga.
Damn. All right.
Welcome to Earth.
Oh, I did shout you out.
Me?
Yes. I was talking to my cousin and we were trying to figure out where to go have drinks.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know, Outback got that boomerang margarita.
Yeah. The boomerita flight.
Margaritas and a blooming onion is disgusting.
Johnny, I can see your ass being about 60 something years old. You know they got Ruby Tuesday now. This nigga
Ruby Tuesday
always
send me something every day.
This nigga gonna always know where to go get something to eat at. Like,
hey, facts diggity, man. Facts diggity.
Know the deals.
Shout out to the Boomeritas, man.
No, they got 2 for 2 down there at Denny's.
Nah, he don't fuck with Denny's.
I don't fuck with Denny's, man. Oh, okay. They got a lot goes on at Denny's. I'm a Waffle House type of nigga.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Denny, they be selling pussy out the kitchen.
Yo, wow.
What?
You ever bought some?
No, man.
You know somebody who bought pussy out of Denny's?
Sure I have. I'm sure I do. I'm sure I do.
All right, I'm man. Sure we all know this guy.
Listen, man. All right, so.
Yo, crazy.
I found a stand-up bit from Sam J.
Shout out to my girl.
A woman comic. She is gay. She likes women. But so this kind of caught my ears when I heard it. Let's tune in.
I was over here sucking dick. I didn't need no money. I'm not saying I never had money, but I did not have money a lot of the times, and I was okay. I wasn't worried about it. I would still go outside. Like, I got titties. I suck dick. It'll work out. I'm not the ugliest bitch in the room. That's all you got to do when you got titties and suck dick. Just don't be the ugliest bitch in the room. All you find the ugliest bitch and be like, I'm not going to be her, and just keep pushing. And a night will shake. Yo, get something done. And then I stepped over here, Junior Manning, immediately. Well, can you buy me a drink? No, bitch, I'm out here empty pockets like you. What are we doing? It was confusing to me. So you got to get money, first step. And that's hard to do, because to get money, you have to be fucking ambitious. You have to be ambitious. That's a big deal, because you have to figure out how you're going to get the money. I wasn't ambitious sucking dick. And I'm not saying women don't have ambition. I'm saying it's not a requirement to suck dick. Like, dick ain't never asked my goals before I sucked it. Dick don't care about that. But as soon as I started eating box, what you want to be in the world? Bitch, I don't know. A scientist? I don't know. Just making shit up. When I was...
I love Sam J, man. Her show used to be the shit.
The one we seen in Houston?
Yeah, I ended up watching both seasons. It got canceled when HBO Max became Max. They canceled her and my nigga. What's the nigga name that had a show on HBO? Used to be on SNL with her. Michael Che.
Speaking of canceling, there's a lot of black shows getting canceled. I don't like it.
Here we go.
What show is it?
Not in the middle of this, please. Okay. Yo, John,
afterwards. All right, this is just a video for all y'all people that believe that Mercury is in retrograde.
Depending on where the planets are, can that affect us physically? Like the Mercury in retrograde, is that a real thing for you? Do you believe in that?
The good thing about science is when it's true, it's not a matter of whether you believe in it. It would be true for everyone at all times. When it really mattered to people what the planets were doing in the sky, in that day, we're talking 2,000 years ago, Earth was believed to be in the center of all motion. We would later learn and confirm that the sun is in the center of that motion and not Earth.
Yes.
So what we see is Mercury going around the sun right in front of our eyes. But Mercury is always going forward. If you went to a car race and you're watching the car go around the track and it comes from left to right in front of you and then it goes right to left on the other side of the track, right. You don't invent a word for that. You don't say, oh, that car is now in retrograde. No, because the car is always moving forward.
So you're saying there's no truth to that. This is just made up astrology.
Complete bullshit.
Yeah.
It is left over from a time
you gotta play.
When people's egos were...
It is complete bullshit.
Hey, man, people would be believing that shit. But especially waist beat chicks.
I don't want to shit on nobody's beliefs, so I don't ever say shit.
Okay.
Yeah, they'd be asking you, what's your second goddamn zodiac? What's the first one?
You lose me with that shit anytime. Anytime.
What's your second sign?
Because
your first sign, a fire sign.
I just learned that. I don't even know it, but the air signs and shit. I don't know nothing about that either.
I only know the information that's been told to me and then I hold on. Like, I know my air signs because I am air sign, but I got told I was an air sign and then they told me the other air signs and said, so all you guys are like, yeah, so.
Yeah, like an air, water, or something. I don't know.
This shit sounds like an Avatar.
Yeah. It's just like Avatar. Shit all fucked up.
The nigga who created Avatar created
Zodiac.
Yeah.
He might have. Shout out to him. When he died, we definitely going to have to give him RIP.
For sure. Gave these chicks excuse to more excuses to not have accountability.
Oh, wow.
I do.
So you mean to tell me?
Mine, I don't know if it's a skit, but it's hilarious.
Not you, though, because you accountable.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. My video is hilarious. Just an old man being an old man.
Kelsey, touchdown in Sydney this morning.
I've always loved her, but now I consider myself a diehard Swiftie.
Travis Kelsey is the luckiest man on earth. He gets to hit that every night. She's a billionaire. Taylor Swift ain't no two-nickel fuck.
Taylor and Travis taking time out to be tourists.
Travis Kelsey is hitting it like this every night, and that mall boy is lucky.
For anyone who's caught Swift fever, Kelsey.
You hitting Taylor Swift from the back. That? You something serious.
Yo, you see that nigga posture, though? That's how Taylor Swift be bent over.
Probably.
Yo.
I can't imagine having sex with Taylor and be like, let me get that from the back. Turn over.
That shit look
I can actually imagine it.
Candlesticks.
But not excited about it, just like the position.
Just let me get my
It's nut. About to be pelvis on bone. Nigga.
Right.
What we doing?
Shit look like.
Tear my abs up.
Two goddamn park sticks. You know, the sticks that be having that
missionary
extra.
For sure, pretty girl. Missionary for sure is probably good.
Hell no.
With girl. Yeah, with Taylor. It's probably straight.
Bro, I still say Travis Kelsey took an L, bro.
I can't say that.
Why?
Nah, I definitely can't say that.
Why?
I mean, he took a little L in the superficial department.
I'm talking about as far as like, oh, girl, the black chick he was right, with?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Taylor Swift is a billionaire and don't plan on losing any of that money.
Yeah, I don't give a damn how much money this John got.
She saying nigga actually niggas to borrow $1 million.
Exactly. I don't give a goddamn. Ain't no way, bro. You can tell me, hey, you can't have no money or you got to talk to Travis Kelsey ex-girlfriend or Taylor Swift. I'm taking the no money and Travis Kelsey X.
Oh, bro. I'm good. I'm not taking no Swift. You going to acquire a headache for free?
She ain't going to be no headache.
She is.
All right, well, I ain't say nothing about it. Hey, this is my fantasy. This ain't Charles.
Okay, true.
She's going to be regular.
That's what I meant to bring up, but I'll bring it up another time. Well, now I was going to say, man, you know I be having these weird dreams, man. Sometimes the dreams be consistent. I've been having this dream about me being in a parking deck. This shit just weird, bro.
Nigga, don't go to no parking deck, nigga.
It's just weird. Some days it's good dreams, like I'm just hanging with my people, and then sometimes I'm like, I'm stuck in traffic and can't get out the parking deck.
Is the parking deck Uptown Charlotte?
I don't recognize the parking deck, but they say when you dream about something, you've been there before or you've seen it before. So it's got to be a parking deck I've been in, but I don't recognize the
Downtown
parking deck.
Downtown Greensboro?
I don't know, bro. I couldn't tell you the parking deck. It's a weird parking deck.
Represents yourself.
Oh, it probably do.
You can't get
That's
out
what I'm
of.
Thinking. I'm thinking it's like
I'm bullshit.
I think it's like a maze that I need to get out of, I'm having a hard time getting out of it, but I just need to follow the signs to get me out.
You think that's what's up?
Maybe.
I'm complete bullshit. No.
I don't know, man. The melatonin be killing me, bro. Because I had these dreams like last year, too, but it wasn't about a parking deck. I can't remember what I was having last year. I had the same dream like 3 times.
Bro, how many melatonin are you taking tonight?
I'm at 10 mgs right now.
Oh, my
I'm
goodness.
At 10, too. Them shits do give you weird dreams. I do admit that.
I'm at 10 mgs, but just the consistency of some of the dreams be killing me.
No, I've never had a consistent
Maybe dream. I'm like this close to God, and I just got to do one thing, and it'll get me there.
Maybe you're supposed to get out the car.
Start walking.
Oh, you in the car with your friends?
Well, no. Sometimes, like the one dream, it was just me and my friends kicking it in the parking deck, just talking.
Okay.
But then there was one time when I'm in a car and I keep like trying to leave, but I keep ending up on the top floor of the parking deck. Like I'm going the wrong direction.
Speaking of scripture, Tower of Babel, nigga, you get too close, God gonna smack your ass back down to earth.
Yo, all right, man, this has been episode 294, man. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Leave y'all with a cliffhanger. Will I get out the parking deck? I'll let you know next week.
Nah, you ain't gonna get out of there.
On all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, our YouTube Play, whatever they got now, man, whatever that shit is. Other than that, man, final thoughts?
Shit, Elon need to go ahead and put that dream jump in the Neuralink.
What?
Come in my dream, nigga.
Okay. Like Inception?
Oh, you might be able to project it up on the screen so we can watch the dream.
Yeah,
man, I don't want to project none of my dreams. Y'all niggas be like, what's going on in here?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyways.
Election coming up, man. Y'all choose what y'all want to do. I probably ain't voting this year.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
That's a real bold statement.
Vote for Trump.
Yes, what they gonna tell me.
I was about to say, there's about to be a lot of people on your head for saying that shit.
And you gonna get back on Facebook? That should be your first status.
Yeah, it's gonna be my status. I'm here, but hey, I ain't voting.
They fought and died for your right to vote. That also means to not vote. At least you have the option.
Right.
You
get him, brother.
Right.
Look at him.
Yeah, I'm proud. I got his back. Yeah, no,
I'm proud of
him.
I got his back. Ain't voting. Shit, nigga, I'm gonna go get a sticker though, but I ain't gonna vote.
You definitely ain't shit.
Can I get a sticker?
Yo, James made this nigga change his old Celsius order to fucking
some bullshit.
Some bullshit.
I'll never get it again. So
I can definitely see him just copping the sticker just to say, hey, you know, I went,
bro. Shout out my sister, man. She been trying to put me on the healthy gut stuff, man. She the one told me about the Celsius.
Just get you a probiotic. Yeah. Get you an Olipop.
Actually, them shits are pretty good.
I started to drink the cola ones lately. Them shits is good.
Them shits are good. I was hating on them at first. I still feel like they flavored seltzer waters, but they hit.
Yeah,
them.
The Dr. Pop and then the cola, vintage cola. All right,
I gotta get one, man. I ain't never had one, but now y'all make me want to try one. All right, man. Other than that, man, it's your boy Jumpman Jones. I'm signing off for Jukebox Johnny. I'm signing off for D. I'm signing off for James. Listen, guys, I want y'all to love the life you live and the people in it. Find the positive in every situation and live in the moment because this life is not forever. We're gonna talk to y'all on the next ride. See y'all later, man.
And if y'all only eating peanut M&M's, it's James' fault. Or we didn't talk about it on the show.
Nah, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
You can take it, girl. Stop running, You can take it, girl. Stop running, You can take it, girl. Stop running, You can take it, girl. Stop running,
Masterpiece shoes called again.
Daddy, are you on the radio?
What, you trying to get a pair?
Yep.